This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. IST. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. IST. After landing, Group Captain Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. Talking to media in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's father, Shambhu Dayal, said they are praying to God that he comes back safely.
जिसके लिए हम लोग इतने दिन से इंतजार कर रहे थे अब वो जो है वापसी हो रही है हम लोगों को बहुत ही खुशी है और बहुत प्रसन्न है कि जल्दी से जल्दी वो वापस आ गए ये हम ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करते हैं को सक्सल जो है पृथ्वी पर आसानी से उनका वापस हो और ये हमारे लिए बड़ी खुशी का दिन हो.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a 2-day visit to China beginning today. He will attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. The foreign ministers will exchange views on SCO cooperation in various fields and major international and regional issues. Dr. Jaishankar will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the SCO Foreign Ministers meeting. Dr. Jaishankar is expected to meet his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi during his visit to China. The two leaders are expected to take forward discussions to normalize bilateral relations and address the long-standing border dispute between India and China. It will be Dr. Jaishankar's first visit to China after the ties between the two countries came under strain following the 2020 military standoff along the line of actual control LAC in eastern Ladakh. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 2-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will go to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in Bhubaneswar to grace its 5th convocation ceremony. Tomorrow, President Murmu will attend the 13th annual convocation of Ravenshaw University and lay the foundation stone for the redevelopment of 3 buildings of Ravenshaw Girls High School at Cuttack. She is also scheduled to grace the birth anniversary celebrations of Adi Kobi Sarala Das and present the Kalinga Ratna Awards for 2024 at Cuttack. 3 top leaders of banned insurgent group United Liberation Front of Assam Independent Alpha 1 have been killed in Myanmar. The banned group claimed that its eastern headquarters in Myanmar was targeted by Indian Army with drones in the early hours yesterday. According to a statement by insurgent groups, a total of 19 cadres have been killed and another 19 have been injured. The insurgent group claimed that fresh attacks were carried out during the last rites. However, Indian Army has categorically denied any such operation. Defence PRO Colonel M.S. Rawat said in Guwahati that there are no inputs with the Indian Army on such an operation. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also told media persons that the state police is not involved in this incident. He said there has been no strike from the soil of Assam. The number of pilgrims who undertook Amarnath Yatra this year crossed the 2 lakh mark yesterday. Officials said more than 17,000 pilgrims paid obeisance to Lord Shiva at the holy cave shrine of Amarnath in South Kashmir Himalayas yesterday, taking the total number of yatris to 2,63,000. The annual yatra, which started on July 3rd, will culminate on August 9th. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Odisha and West Madhya Pradesh today. In cricket, chasing a target of 193, India were 58 for 4 in their second innings against England at stumps on day 4 of the third Anderson Tendulkar Trophy Test in London last night. KL Rahul is currently standing at the crease with 33 runs and he will resume Indian innings on the final day today with a new batter. India currently needs 135 runs to win the Lord's Test. And that is the end of this news bulletin.